Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America, and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, helping to keep America rolling along. Thank you. And follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check us out either on the Internet at the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, I'm going to start this hour out with the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, something that the progressive left, liberal, democratic socialists would like you to forget all about. And we aren't going to let them do that. Now, Ms. Rosemary is still recovering from the mild stroke that she had, and she's doing well, and thanks everybody for all the thoughts and prayers. She will be returning sometime early this month, don't know when. That's totally up to her, and when she comes on, you'll all hear about it. Now, I want to go back to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his comments that he made on Fox News last night, or night before last, I believe it was, New Year's Eve. So listen to this discussion that he was having with the Fox News reporter that was interviewing him. There's a lot of things in here that people aren't talking about on the other alphabet soup networks, but then again, why would they? They don't want you to know the truth. Here we go.
Is that likely to be more ships in the region, sir, or...
So I'll leave to the Department of Defense to talk about specifics, but make no mistake about what the guidance President Trump has given to both the State Department and the Department of Defense is to make sure that we have all that we need to perform the missions that he set before us with respect to pushing back against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
What's your assessment of the Iraqi government's response to what we saw at the embassy today?
So we worked alongside them today. I, early this morning, spoke with Prime Minister Abdelmadi. I spoke with President Barham Saleh. Later in the day, some of my officials did. The President spoke, as your piece reported, spoke with the Prime Minister late in the day, too. We were urging them to continue to fulfill their responsibility, their obligation to protect our facility and our people. We are happy to see them to deploy forces there to do that. We continue to ask them to do everything it takes to ensure that that facility is protected, as they have an obligation to do.
Is the administration confident the Iraqis can protect U.S. personnel and facilities going forward?
Collectively, we're going to make sure that that gets done. We're going to make sure we do everything we can to keep that facility safe and secure and have the resources to push back against anything that may confront us there.
President Trump tweeted this afternoon, let's put it on the screen, Iran will be held fully responsible for lives lost or damage incurred at any of our facilities. They will pay a very big price. This is not a warning. It is a threat. Happy New Year. Your reaction, sir?
Been working on convincing the Islamic Republic of Iran to behave like a normal nation for the entire 3 years we've been in office. We inherited a terrible nuclear deal. We inherited a terrible situation where the regime had lots of money to go foment bad things around the world. We withdrew from the nuclear deal. We've imposed an incredible economic burden on the regime. We've watched, too, Mike. We've watched the Iranian people demand that their leaders behave differently. You've seen the protests. Unfortunately, the Iranians responded by killing hundreds of their own citizens. Mm-hmm. But we've watched even in Beirut and in Iraq, even today, we saw protesters today. They weren't covered in your footage. They weren't at the embassy, but we saw protesters, real protesters, not Iranian-backed militiamen who'd been directed to go to the embassy by Qasem Soleimani, but rather real protesters demanding to say that those folks at the embassy, those aren't Iraqis. Those aren't Iraqi people. They're not people who care about Iraq. We care about Iraq, and we want an Iraq that is free, independent, and sovereign. And the United States, under President Trump, will continue to work on that project.
Now, you just heard what he said. The militias that went there, they actually marched in formation. Marched in formation. Some of the very guys that our airplanes had bombed, that same unit, the Hezbollah unit, operating in plain sight in Iraq. Plain sight. And these guys were inside the green zone in Baghdad. My God, folks. And by the way, let me just point out to you, the Sunnis are the majority of the people that make up Iraq, the Sunnis. Saddam Hussein was part of that majority. They treated the Shias very bad, the Shiites very bad during his tenure, and they were the minority. Now, the minority, the Shiites, have become the leaders of the country. They've taken over the country. They banned the Ba'ath partyists from so many different things. They had banned them from the military. They weren't going to allow them in the military anymore. Now they've let some of them into the military, but it depends on what they did, what their rank was, because God forbid they don't want any high-ranking officers that actually know military skills to come into the Iraqi military, because that would detoxify the element from General Soleimani and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Quds Force, who's calling all the shots with the military there, not only in Iraq, but also with Iran, also in Syria, and also in Lebanon, and also in Yemen. Hello? Get where I'm going? I'll be right back. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting on a Thursday morning all across the country. Good morning, America. Hello, world.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and you'll hear Frank tomorrow morning in hour number 4 on this very program. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. Find out more about them by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. And, you know, a funny thing has been happening to me lately that's not becoming a problem, but it's becoming an interesting dilemma, if you will, because when I go out to these events and I meet people that come up to me, some of them are obviously in pain, they're walking with a cane, or maybe they're humped over, or this, that, and the other, or something like that, and they'll ask me about Relief Factor. I mean, they'll come up, shake my hand, say, hey, Cap, I've got to ask you about that Relief Factor. Does that product really work? And, of course, and I tell them, yeah. Now, I'm not a nosy person. I'm not a Budinsky. But sometimes I often can't help myself when I see somebody that looks like they're in discomfort to say, hey, I've got something here that might help you. I'm just going to give it to you and see if it'll work. And I give them a couple of the packets with the 4 capsules in them, a couple of the packets of Relief Factor, and say, give this a try, see if this works. And if it does, then I'll give you the name of the website, and I write it on the back of my business card, and there you go, so that they can get more. Now, I don't do that, except I'm really trying to help people. And I will tell you this. I've been getting plenty of testimonials sent to me in my emails about people that have been helped with their back pain, their neck pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, whatever the situation might be. Matter of fact, one person was a professional driver who was temporarily incapacitated. They drove a limousine. And because of all the problems they had, they couldn't sit in the vehicle for very long. And the limousine driver said, well, until you're able to come back and do your job 100%, you can't. Well, guess what? They got on Relief Factor, and within a month, they were back working full-time. And I got a nice letter from the individual there. He's out in California, and his name is Wally, not to be confused with the Wally we know over here. And he told me that he was back to work thanks to Relief Factor. Well, there you go. And I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. But here's what I will tell you. They can everybody suffering in pain get out of it, because the first step is ordering the three-week quick start for just $19.95. That's the first step. You take it as directed. You take it for the first week, three capsules. Then you take two packets a day for the next 2 weeks until it's all gone. You should notice within the second week, not the third week, a difference, and then you'll know whether or not it's going to work for you. After that, you just stay right there, and it'll continue to come to you until you tell them you don't want it anymore. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be glad you did if you're in pain. It works for more than 80% of the people that order it off this show, and they're still taking it. All righty. I'm going to go back to, and by the way, let's say hello while we're here. We got a lot of people tonight on the internet, and we have well over a million people every night listening to us on all the various places where we are streamed, not just our syndicator, but also all the radio stations you're listening to us at. People listen to us on those streams, some of them, as well as on the internet via iHeart and via GCN Live, our syndicator via TuneIn, off my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, TalkStreamLive.com, and other ones there too. So there you go. Now, I want to point out to everybody, and I got to say hello to these people. James, our expert paper relocator up there. Flip is chiming in. Flip, the rollback driver. Deborah in Jasper. Betty Jean, don't know where you're at. She's saying hello. Robert, don't know where you're at. He's saying hello. Sherry, don't know where you're at. You're saying hello. Don, hello. Don't know where you're at. Sharon is saying hello. Colonel Jim is online tonight. Hello, Colonel Jim. Dan is on. Hello, Dan. And I believe that's Dan from down here, not Dan the man. Jenna is on. Hello, Jenna. Marianne. Hello, Marianne. And Tony and Susie. Not our Susie, but Susie, S-U-Z-Z-I. Have no idea where she's at. They're all listening to us right now and chiming in either via the Facebook page, the Captain's Group, or the Captain's Army page, or the Captain's America fan page, or whatever it is. They're coming in off the messenger. That's how they communicate with us if they don't want to call us. But if you want to call us, the number is 877-969-8600. Now, I'm going to go back to this comment that we have here. The comments coming from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. This is very interesting, what he's been talking about and laying the facts out that you're not hearing from the mainstream media. They don't want you to hear the truth of the matter. Of course, surprise, surprise, right? But listen to these comments by the Secretary of State.
We reported at the top 100 U.S. Marines going to the embassy. Their role there, sir?
Their role there is security and deterrence, to ensure that we have the resources available to combat anything that should come at the embassy, but also to signal very clearly to those who might think about bringing harm to our facility, to our people, that they ought to think twice. These are very capable young men prepared to deliver real force if that's what's called upon.
Are other assets likely to go into Iraq if necessary?
Absolutely. If required, I'm confident President Trump will authorize whatever it takes to keep American young men and women safe wherever we find them, not only at our embassy, but at the other locations and facilities we have with our Americans today.
Now that ISIS is largely defeated, is it your sense that the Iranians really want the United States out of the region, so there's a big void there?
You know, I think they probably do, but more than that, the Islamic Republic of Iran has had a singular mission, right? They're kleptocrats, they're theocrats. They want to steal stuff, loot, and destroy the lives of their own people. And they do that. They think they're protecting themselves by committing terror all around the world, by assassinating people in Europe. The Islamic Republic of Iran has fundamentally failed the Iranian people, and I am convinced that the Iranian people know that, and you've seen President Trump make very clear, we will continue to support the Iranian people.
You've made it clear the United States is not going anywhere in terms of its resources there. What do you think would happen if the United States were to leave Iraq?
You know, I just don't want to engage in hypothetical. We're engaged. You talked about ISIS. We're still there, working to build out the Iraqi security forces to conduct the counter-ISIS campaign. There's still a threat from terrorism in parts of Iraq and in Anbar province and other places. President Trump is committed to completing that mission. We talked about this in the context of Syria several months back, which says, well, the caliphate is gone. President Trump put together a strategy that delivered the destruction and defeat 100% lock, stock, and barrel of the caliphate. Now we have responsibility to ensure that the remnants of ISIS can't harm us here in the United States of America.
Are more airstrikes likely, sir, on Iranian-backed assets in the region?
I don't comment on future activity, only say simply that we're committed to the project that we began when we made the policy decision of President Trump's direction that we were going to push back against the Islamic Republic of Iran to create stability throughout the Middle East. We're still fully committed to that mission set.
Well, there you go. That's the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. And again, everything that he said is not being reported by the mainstream media. Surprise, surprise, right? No, not really. But you should be hearing what's been discussed here for the simple reason that we're going to tell you the truth. We're going to get it out there so you can hear it. Because, again, these mainstream news media sources have an agenda. And the agenda is to do anything they can to disreport, to disclaim, to get you to think that things are not the way that they really are. And again, the people behind the behind the U.S. Embassy attacks on the street for the last couple of days and then breaking down the gate and coming in were the Iranians themselves, were the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Force, people under the orders of General Soleimani to come down there and do that. They actually marched in uniform, members of the Shiite militia, including members of that Hezbollah-inspired unit that we bombed. They were there. They were in the green zone. They came right down the main street like as if they owned it. Why? Because they're being condoned by the Iraqi government, which is a Shiite government. They are the minorities in Iraq. The Sunnis are the majority, but they have been put on the back seat because of the fact that Saddam Hussein himself was a Sunni and a member of the Ba'athist Party, both of which have been dissolved and eliminated in Iraq. Now, all that being said, where do we go from here? Well, the people in Iraq were not the ones, the general people in Iraq were not the ones you saw on that street. They were all Shiites. Again, the minority. They were ordered. The military units were ordered and took part in this, the burning and the breaking and the rock throwing and all that. The Shiite militia took place in that. There's pictures of it. Matter of fact, there's even pictures of an IRGC, a senior officer on the street directing what they were doing. Wow. Oh, well. Couldn't make it up if I tried. It's all on video for you to see. By the way, that's on my webpage, the Captain's America Radio Show, the Captain's America Third Watch, or even on my personal page. I'll be right back. First Military Veterans News segment coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad after 2 days of clashes with American security forces. During New Year's Eve festivities, the president warned Iran against any escalations.
I want to have peace. I like peace. And Iran should want peace more than anybody. So I don't see that happening. No, I don't think Iran would want that to happen. It would go very quickly.
Tim Berg has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to Ukraine because of the violence going on outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News President Trump has been patient with Iran.
We have told the Iranian regime countless times, do not confuse President Trump's strategic patience with weakness. And unfortunately, the regime has done that.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hey, this is Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show and owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. Hi, everybody. This is...
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for the Veterans Military News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. A couple of gremlins in there, but they gremlin their way back out. That's because I got a big sledgehammer. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have got two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they are when we come back. So get ready, because they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one up in Concord, Massachusetts, a campus up there, which is just outside the city of Boston. They also have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, just across the bay from Tampa in Clearwater. Now, if you're interested in a job that right away will put you at the top shelf in terms of finances and earnings and the opportunity to earn a lot more, then how would you like to start at $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's what an average aviation maintenance tech starts at today across the country, around the world, $50,000 to $60,000. And then it goes up from there, and it goes up very quickly. And the reason it does is because there's a shortage of aviation maintenance techs around the world. Now, that being said, you go to the website for National Aviation Academy. It's NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Check them out. And then after you do, give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number is 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at whichever facility is closest to you, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Again, that number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. It'll change your life forever. Now, the military and the reaction that we've got to the attack on our embassy in Baghdad has prompted the President and the Department of Defense to send 500 to 750 members of the 82nd Airborne directly into Iraq, not to Kuwait, but directly into Iraq, and they're going to position them in our bases that we have right around Baghdad so they're close by in the event that they're needed. Now, I want to point out to everybody, especially to the liberals listening, and some of the people that have fallen and, again, bought the lie about Benghazi. The reporters were putting out the line yesterday, and some of the Democrats were saying that, well, this is Donald Trump's Benghazi. Really? The difference is nobody died here on our side of the fence that I know of. Haven't heard it being reported. Obviously, we had a contractor die when this Hezbollah-inspired Shiite militia operating both inside Iraq and over in Syria lobbed a bunch of rockets into our base, killing one of our independent contractors, wounding four of our soldiers and several Iraqi soldiers, too. That's what started this, because we went and retaliated against them, bombed them, five different locations, and then they turned around under the orders of General Soleimani, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Quds Force, and came storming into the Green Zone with their militias under the order of Soleimani, including the Badr Brigade, including elements of the Hezbollah-inspired Shiite militia, which, by the way, is a terrorist group. Hezbollah is a terrorist group. And many other Shiites, including women and children, that were in the middle of all this. Now, they got their orders from General Soleimani, who got his orders from the Ayatollah in Iran. This whole thing was initiated by Iran. They're trying to make it sound like as if, guess what? It was an instantaneous demonstration by Iraqi citizens. No, it wasn't. A lot of these folks were Iranian backed. Some of them have come into the country from Iran. I too might want to add that because Iran runs the show there. And the other thing is, when I talk about the differences between Benghazi and Baghdad, was it took 13 hours for our government to react when Benghazi happened. Everything that was done there to try to save Ambassador Stevens and the other people that were with him was initiated by individuals, operators, contractors on their own, without authorization and proper orders from our government, who sat there and watched all this stuff going on in real time via their drone they had overhead. Now, we, in 13 minutes, think about this, 13 minutes versus 13 hours, had our wheels up on a 100-man Marine Fast Force en route to this location. Not discounting the fact that there were Iraqi military that were coming to the area, too. Now, yesterday, they were pushed out of the embassy third enclave, which was the third area I talked about, three different areas to get in. They were in the outer edge. Yesterday, Iraqi military, special operators that they have, the guys that wear the black mask over their face and all that, went in there and became the middle force and pushed these guys out. Think about that for a minute as I go to the telephone line. All righty. Good morning, caller. Who's this, Ian?
Yeah, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Got a little bit more in a minute. Go for it.
Yeah, the media's been absolutely shameless about this. Now, look, I just want to qualify my remarks. I don't think we should be involved in the Middle East at all, but that's really neither here nor there. But tactically, yeah, Trump did the right thing by responding. Look, if we didn't do this, they'd be overrunning all the embassies. In fact, I don't think he was strong enough. But then again, that could have been counterproductive. If it had been me, I'd have been mauling him down. But,
what were they trying to do? What were they trying to do, Ian? Do you know? Here's my guess. This was 1979 all over again. Get in there and capture as many people as they could have.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's exactly what they were also probing, too,
mm-hmm.
for weaknesses. But the media, on three counts I just wrong, they said they were mourners.
Yeah.
They omitted the fact that they attacked us at those bases about a week ago.
They marched
in
there.
So that was a lie.
Yeah, they marched in there in formation.
That was a lie by omission on the media. They made it look like we just attacked these poor people.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So that was a lie. And also, if you read the columnists and everything, they were all crawling. They were rooting and rubbing their hands. They wanted this to be another Benghazi.
Yeah.
They wanted this to be Trump and Pompeo's Benghazi. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about you. They wanted a bunch of dead Americans, man, because it served their political ends, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, the third point is, now they're all shutting up.
Yeah.
They dropped it, okay?
Yeah.
At least from what I've seen, they're not running with this anymore because, hey, guess what? The crowds dispersed and no Americans died. Oh,
right.
So what? Maybe they got inside a waiting room or something. They didn't get into the embassy proper, okay?
You're right about the waiting room. That was the outer area.
And then not only that, the Iranians made a mistake because guess what? They just tipped us off as to what their tactics are.
Yep.
Anybody can figure this out.
Yep.
A kid, you don't have to be Einstein. You ain't got to be von Clausewitz to figure out their tactics, okay?
Nope.
Anyway, and one other thing. One of the leaders of the militia that was involved,
yep.
He was at the White House when Obama was president.
I know that.
See that?
Mm-hmm, I know that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're all working together, Captain.
Mm,
we got
right.
An internal enemy that works with our external enemy. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you, Ian. Okay, and here comes the music. He timed that perfectly, and he's absolutely right. What he just said is absolutely, positively, spot-on correct. You folks out there, if you don't believe it, go do a little research. You'll find out what I know. And by the way, Denise Simon and I are going to get this back out again in the forefront. All right, I'm coming right back with our next Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting live across America on our radio affiliates and all around the world via the Internet, too. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We ain't going away. We ain't going away. We the people are talking. And we got something to say.
We ain't going away. We the people are talking. And we got something to say. We were founded on the rule of law, liberty, and God. And if you
bet you we ain't going away. As a matter of fact, we the people are coming to the voting booths in November of 2020. Guarantee that one. Going to be a big old surprise for them. They're, well, some people want to call them Democrats. I think that goes to my friend Jeff down in Sarasota. But the Democrats are in store for a huge surprise. And, folks, the people are paying attention. The people are paying attention. Absolutely, positively, totally on fire. There you go. Yep. And by the way, this edition of our Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you, as always, by your local Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Go on over there and check them out. Well, here we go. a flow of Pacific moisture will continue with heavy snow across the mountains of the western U.S. all through today. Now, there will be some blizzard conditions continuing in some of these areas into tomorrow morning. Some coastal portions, by the way, of the west coast of the United States, from Washington State through Oregon down through California, will have some high waves and some rough conditions there right along the ocean. And the moisture streaming north from the Gulf of Mexico will contribute to isolated severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain over the northern Gulf Coast Thursday and Friday, all the way up into Tennessee, West Virginia, Kentucky, and it'll be moving on into the East Coast around Friday. So here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to start in the West Coast. In Washington State, east of Seattle, Snoqualmie Pass, I-90, you've got snow there tonight. I'm not hearing anything unusual. I'm just hearing snow, so be advised of that. Now, that snow continues straight south down through the mountainous areas of Washington State on down to just about the Oregon state line. Oregon, you're clear except for some windy, gusty conditions along the coastline and some wind down there around Medford, Oregon. California, not looking bad except again for the coastline in particular down around Los Angeles, that area, down towards Camp Pendleton, the Marine base where you've got some wave surges and some high winds down in there blowing tonight. Now, let's go over east into Idaho first, staying up north. We've got snow south of Coeur d'Alene for about 150 miles into Idaho. Some flurries, snow flurries around Boise. And that's about it there. Now, going into Montana, the western part of Montana, you have snow, 4th of July south all the way down through the central part of Montana, down to Wyoming, where in Wyoming tonight, you have snow on the western part of Wyoming, a winter storm warning from about Rawlins all the way north up to the Idaho quadrant with Montana. And then in Utah, around Salt Lake City east, going I-80 over towards Wyoming and Nebraska, you've got a winter storm warning coming up out of the basin there in Salt Lake City. Going north out of Salt Lake City along I-15, a winter storm warning. And over down around I-70 east, down around Richfield, Utah, over into Colorado, a winter storm warning in that branch of mountains right there east of I-15. In Colorado tonight, Denver, snow in the area. West of Denver and north of Denver, up 25 into Wyoming, a winter storm warning. You definitely have got snow around Elk Mountain over towards Laramie. It hasn't quite got over to Cheyenne yet, but I'm sure it will. And then west of Denver, west of Fort Collins, up over the top of the rocks, up over Eisenhower and Vail, Highway 50, you've got snow and winter driving conditions and a winter storm warning on I-70 west coming out of Denver going upstairs. Now, the New Mexico, state of New Mexico, you've got winds blowing pretty good in New Mexico right now. You've got some winds and some unsettled conditions east of El Paso from the New Mexico line straight south to Fort Stockton and down to the Mexican border. Then over into the Louisiana area, Mississippi, central Mississippi, northeastern and southern central Louisiana, up into Mississippi and Alabama, the northwestern part of Alabama, northwestern corner, and the central part of Tennessee. Rain, there's some flash flooding conditions on down the line through Georgia, through the northwest corner, through the central part of Alabama, through the central part of Mississippi, and down all the way down to the northeastern quadrant of Louisiana tonight. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot or Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. As a matter of fact, it's really become a place that you can go to and be treated just like family. And that's important. That is so important to guys and gals that are out on the road when you got strange places you're going to. Sometimes you've been to these areas you're in. Sometimes you haven't. We got a lot of new drivers on the road that are out there for the first time getting in some of these winter storm conditions. Yeah, they've driven in the weather, but they really haven't spent any time out there where you drive hour after hour after hour after hour after hour in wind-driven snow and all that sort of stuff, which can get to be very interesting, to say the least. Now, we are going to remind you that on the third watch, if you stop by one of the pilots or one of the Flying J's, and you tell them that you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. So there you go. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Did I see the photos of the damage in the embassy? Boy, did I. And by the way, that outer reception area that we talked about that I was familiar with, because Colonel Jim was on the show yesterday and told us all about the layout of the embassy. He had been there on numerous occasions. They trashed that place. I mean, they really wrecked it.
Yes, they did.
Millions of dollars worth of damage.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to have to see a little bit of money from some Iraqi banking coffers to have them pay for the repairs.
Now, here's the big deal. I showed you that video from the person you said you were aware of who he was. Did you notice how the Iranian Shiite militias, in particular that Hezbollah-inspired group, marched in formation, in their fatigues, and took place in all of that stuff out in the street?
Some of that, yeah.
Yeah, they were there. And I also saw an Iranian Revolutionary Guard officer, who you could tell that's who he was by the hat he was wearing and the emblem he had on, that was out there directing all of them. He was probably one of Soleimani's guys.
Well, they're all Soleimani people.
Yeah, but this was one of his regular people off the IRGC that was right there in the middle of all this, pointing, go here, go there, go here, go there. And when he realized he was on the camera immediately went off him.
Yeah, and not only that, you had some Iranian mullahs in the mix, too.
Yep, you had one guy who was sitting on his butt down there right along the edge of the street praying. Mm-hmm.
No, we had some that were throwing, you know, rocks or whatever, bricks or
right.
Whatever they could find.
Right, so, and this one guy was sitting in the middle. I thought that was kind of odd. He was sitting in the middle of it doing his prayers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we definitely know, without any hesitation or reservation, this was totally inspired and provocated by the Iranians and by General Soleimani, who got his orders from wherever. And then I started to hear the media going, well, and I'll do this when we come back, because we got to get this in there about what the media tried to do and what the Democrats tried to do. And they were absolutely blown out of the water on this one when they started mentioning the word Benghazi. They were blown out of the water by their own stupidity, not realizing the response times and all the stuff that transpired by this administration and how quickly they got assets moving to get there. I'll get to that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.